I'm spiritually whole. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am spiritually whole. How often we would like to speak that word for ourselves. It'd be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it, to say, I am spiritually whole. I'm spiritually whole. Wow. Wouldn't that be a glorious thing? What does spiritually whole mean? To be spiritually whole means that I am in perfect harmony with my divine design, and I am living it every moment of my life. I am in perfect harmony with my divine design, and I am living it every moment of my life. It is so easy for us to say we have this problem or that problem or the other problem, and when we speak that word and give that thought forward, then that's the thing that we experience. However, when I say I am spiritually whole, I am putting the positive attitude in mind for myself, and I am looking forward to experiencing being spiritually whole in every area of my life. Now you say, looking forward to experiencing being spiritually whole in every area of my life? Yes, that's right. You see, as every moment comes up, I say I'm spiritually whole, and then I watch my spiritual wholeness be demonstrated in whatever I am doing. It's not something unusual, unique, or special. It is just my reality. It is an everyday affair for me to be spiritually whole. As I am spiritually whole, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My ideal body is what? My ideal body is a whole body. My ideal body is eternally vital and dynamic and positive in every beautiful way. And when I live in this spiritually whole body, everything I do is a manifestation of what I believe about myself. I do not for one second look at the world or at me as any appearance other than my spiritually whole body. I am spiritually whole. So, should any appearance come up in my life, should any appearance come up in the world where there seems to be a misunderstanding or where there seems to be a problem, I immediately go back into my file cabinet and say, hey, I'm spiritually whole. And my file cabinet says, that's right. And I say, well, how come there's something out there that's not spiritually whole? And my file cabinet says, you're not supposed to be looking at that. When you look at something, you see it through your spiritually whole eyes, and it is spiritually whole. No matter what it is you look at it through your spiritually whole eyes, and it is so. But that's delusion. That's an illusion. That's being false myself when I say something like that, and the appearance is there. Well, the appearance of the leaf falling off the tree, and the tree looking dead, and this tree not being active in any way during the winter months. And then comes the spring, and the fresh bud pops out, and the tree says, I had a good sleep. Oh, I feel so good. And our appearance might think, oh, that tree is dead. We must cut it down. You know, if we weren't aware of the temperate zone, if we weren't aware of deciduous trees that lose their leaves in the wintertime, and if we weren't aware of that, we would think, oh, my gosh, that tree is dead. Especially for Californians, you know, out here everything is green and beautiful and glorious. Everything is fantastic. And year-round, we have trees that are green and beautiful. And the rain comes and washes the dust off the leaves, and they look fresh and new, just like the fresh buds in the temperate zone. But, hey, that's us. That's a wonderful blessing to us, to always see things fresh and new and beautiful, continually fresh and new and beautiful. There's never the sleeping time, but of course the sleeping time is there, but we don't recognize it, because some leaves fall off, and the other leaves are brilliant there. New leaves come out, and we don't even notice that, because there are so many regular leaves there, and the new leaves just sort of pop out all around it. And they're living their spiritually whole life all the time. Hey, that's an illusion. That's an appearance. Which appearance are we taking? The one of the new leaves coming out, or the one of the old leaves dropping off, are the one of the normal leaves that are staying there and being green and beautiful year round. You know, all is appearance. What appearance are we going to pay attention to? What appearance are we going to give power to? I give power to that I am spiritually whole. I live in my ideal spiritually whole body. I live in my ideal spiritually whole mind. And naturally, I live in my ideal spiritually whole spirit. It's my choice. It's my way of living. It's my way of looking at life and seeing everything so beautiful, so good, so wonderful, fantastic. Oh, I feel so good. And it is the way that we're meant to be. It is the way that we're meant to live, whole and perfect all the time. I live in my spiritually whole, spirit, mind, and body. I am spiritually whole. As I say this every moment of my life, as I have this as a built-in reality within me, then what my appearance is exactly that. I might be on the verge of death, and when I start saying I'm spiritually whole, I make a transition into that spiritually whole attitude. And so it is. If I'm experiencing anything that is something that I don't experience, an illness or what have you, and I say I'm spiritually whole, then I look at it from my spiritually whole concept, and it is done. It is done wonderfully, beautifully, totally, right now and forevermore. I am spiritually whole. What a wonderful way to live. Yes, have a lovely day, and know that I see myself spiritually whole, and out of my spiritually whole eyes, I see you spiritually whole. And I love you. I love you. I love you.